Welcome to the Life Strategy Show with Lolita Smith, where each show gets you one step closer to bringing prosperity and success to your future. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is thrilled to help you imagine it. What things are holding you back? Her ultimate goal is to provide you with the direction and solutions to become your best self and achieve unwavering success. Rise up with her and know that there is a place where you can be true to yourself and a strategy to get you there. Let go and free yourself from the strings of the past and find success, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Join your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and feel that world of prosperity right here and right now. The Life Strategy Show starts now.
Wow. The time has come. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I get the honor of taking this journey with an amazing woman. And I know she's amazing because I've gotten to work side by side with her over the past several months. And we've gotten to know each other, understand what's in each other's heart, understand what's in each other's heart at the moment, understand the future that we're envisioning for ourselves, a higher order of consciousness, you know, driven and guided by the divine. And that is what excites me today to introduce you to Lolita Smith. But more than that, I want to introduce you to somebody that has a life of dedication to all of us to help us understand, what do we want to accomplish? What do we want to accomplish last year, but we couldn't? Why didn't we do that? Do we have a plan? Do we trust our plan? Can we enable and activate ourselves to move beyond our common trials and tribulations in life and tap in to that unlimited potential? This is what she does every day in her professional career. This is who she is. She has mentored and provided kingdom instructions for over 20 years. She helps individuals, teams, groups, let's just say people, move beyond whatever that is that's holding them back. You know, her principles encounter the idea of self, change. It starts with you, right? It's like being on that airplane and you know that when that oxygen mask comes on, you've got to put that on yourself. And then how about the relationships in our lives? Look, we were not meant to be alone and isolated. Otherwise, we'd have been given our own planets. She knows this. So there is this trifecta or trilogy of self relationships. And now finally, one of the most important things you'll learn from her, and that is communication. And so when we talk about her being a life strategy mentor and creating the Life Strategy Mentor platform, that brings us to the overarching umbrella of transformational life strategies. Do you have one? Do you have one for your life? Do you know that everyone can have one? And it doesn't matter. It could be me selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart, homeless in New York City, but having a life strategy is what's going to get me to move ahead. Today, this is her first show with us of several and many, and we are going to talk about something that is so powerful. If we don't have it, there's only one alternative. You either have a winning mindset or you have a losing mindset. See, there's like no like in between, like you're going to win or it's right. And so today, that's what we are taking on. I want to introduce you to my friend, my colleague, an amazing woman, Lolita Smith. Great to have you here. Yay.
Thank you very much. Great to be here, Dr. Pat. I am honored. As you said, we've been on this journey for the last couple of months, and it has truly been eye-opening. And actually, it's kind of reverse role because I've been the one that's been a mentor for so long. I've been the one that has been trying to help guide and lead people to find that perfect and best self. And now I had to become the student. And I think... That is fabulous, because we are all students of life. We never achieve, you know, ultimate education or knowledge. We are constantly evolving and learning. And for me to take a step back and become a student, it was almost like mind blowing. And I was just so open to receiving what you had to pour into me. And I think whenever we come across someone that can help us grow and become our better self, it's just to be open, embrace it, and just, you know, continue to move forward in that change.
I love that you said that. Let's just get real for a minute here, because this is all about a winning mindset. Benny, right? Benny and Jacob and Olivia. Now, I want to talk about Benny for a minute, because 20 years we've been together. He saw me the first time I walked into the studio, not even knowing what I didn't know. You know, everything from Benny saying, come closer to the mic. Everything from him saying something like, this is how you go to break. Everything from, don't forget to tell them your name, right? So imagine him, me walking in there, and he's the teacher. He's still the teacher. Our producers are the teachers as well as the students. But something you said is so important for a winning mindset, and I'd love for you to talk about it. At the beginning of the show, I painted a very black and white picture about winning, because I don't think there's an in-between. I think if we don't think we're winning, we're either in a place of complacency, which feels like losing. But the question that I have for you is, in order for us to step into the space that we're talking about, don't we have to have some kind of commodum of humility? Oopsie, did I say that word?
Absolutely.
That has been my life's journey, but I think I got some. But isn't that part of true? Part of this, yeah. That's true.
Yes, it most certainly is. I mean, humility definitely is a majority of the journey. Mm-hmm. But also, it's about being open and receptive to change. Sometimes we are just stuck in the past and in the old mindset, of course, of, you know, everything you know from the past and everything that made you who you are today, whether it was environmental, whether it was parental, whether it was just, you know, just life in general. And with that change comes humility. It's almost a process, because until you change and realize you need to change because you are stuck and you are not moving forward, you don't even believe that you need humility, because you don't see where you are. So I believe that humility is through the process of you acknowledging that there is something wrong, which is the first step that you need to make a change, because if you are not progressing, then you are regressing. And then once you start that journey, then you see, okay, I need to do something different. So maybe if I didn't have this prideful, arrogant, you know, mindset or thought process that I'm okay where I am, then that's when the humility sets in, that maybe I need to do something different. Maybe I don't know what I thought I knew, or maybe the path I'm taking isn't the right path. So I'm going to stop doing things that I feel, and maybe stop and learn so I can do things in a different way that will result in a different outcome.
Whoa. All right. Whoa. Oh my gosh. Now look, you don't get to be the person you are, showing up so amazing, beautifully, powerfully, insightful, full of wisdom, without, going over a few speed bumps, pulling yourself out of a few potholes, and breaking down a couple of walls that perhaps maybe, you know, just got up there. I want to just talk about the evolution of you. And what I mean by that is, there's a life journey that we go through. And sometimes people look at us and they think, these two, they just got the silver spoon. I want to know from you, what did you have to overcome? What are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles that Lolita Smith had to get through to bring you right here to this moment now?
Well, let's go back in my mind's eye to this journey. About 20 years ago, I mean, it's really called life. All of us, it's universal. You know, we have trials, we have tribulations, we have ups and downs, and we have immaturity and lack of experience. And I think when I go back, when you come out of a situation and maybe it's not so good, it could be, you know, it could be your parents, you were either, they were strict disciplinarians, or you were given a silver spoon, or, you know, it could be environmental, that it was like, you know, you live somewhere and it was safe, or you were just trying to be in survive mode, but whatever it is. For me, it was more so about I made bad choices in life. And the reason why I made bad choices in life, because I didn't know any better. So I think that's where it starts. And my journey started with, of course, relationships. You know, a lot of times we are lack and void of being whole and complete and really having self-confidence in who we are. So we look to other people to affirm us. We look to other people to kind of prop us up and support us and be that, you know, I'm going to say knight in shining armor if it's a relationship. And mine was relationship. I wanted that covering, that protection that girls generally want from, you know, from a spouse or a husband, because it comes from coming from your father's home. So you want that same thing. So I made a lot of bad mistakes in relationships. And so that's where I think it starts. And it's just not being with the right person, but feeling that you are with someone so you're not alone. So my journey goes back to maybe a bad decision on a relationship, which I'm not even going to say maybe, it was a bad decision on a relationship. And so then after you come out of it, when you look at it, you're like, okay, I have two children now looking at me to be that pillar, to be that foundation, to be that, you know, nurturer and support for them. And that's when I said, okay, aha, Lolita, you have to get yourself together, because it's not about you. It's about your children and your generations after you. So that's where my journey basically began, on how can I bring and get my life together and in sync so my children's life can be together and in sync. And that's when the journey started, to get rid of self and what I wanted and look at being a provider for what they needed me to be.
Yeah. I mean, self-examination and self-awareness are really the key. And, you know, it's really hard to pinpoint when we first got when we first received the first lesson of that. But one of the things I want to ask you about when we come back from break is, sometimes we get that level of awareness, not from always the fantastic things that happen, although we do get that from those, but sometimes they're the real hard knocks. You know, there are the real hard knocks that show up in our lives. And for you, it was relationships. It could be any number of things, but this is what you do to help people. When we come back, I want to talk with you about momentum, past momentum, moving beyond the past, because we don't even realize that everything I've just said is already the past, even if it took me a second to say it, right? With this winning mindset, this probably has to be one of the most critical things that you teach people. So what I want to do is take a short break when we come back, everybody. And by the way, if you have a question, phone lines are open. Yeah, if you want to know how to do this, if you want a winning life strategy, 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll let you find out more about Lolita, about how did she create this thing, Transformational Life Strategies? How did she come up with Life Strategy Mentor? And what was it about learning this and firing up her passion, her purpose, her due diligence in things that makes her one of the best teachers of this you can find? Let's take a short break, everybody. Benny, we'll be right back.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the Diamond Dowsing Method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, Reveal Unconscious Systems to Discover Your Unstoppable Freedom Power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I want to introduce you to someone you're going to hear a lot from in the weeks and months to come. She has a fabulous show, and I get to, actually, it's the honor of taking this journey with her. It is Life Strategy Show with Lolita Smith, bringing prosperity and success in your future. And when you have a show like that, the first thing you really do need to bring to the forefront is a conversation about a winning mindset. And we're going to hear from her why. If you want to find out more information about Lolita, you'll be able to do it in a couple of ways. You can go to lifestrategymentor.com or transformationallifestrategies.com, and we'll make sure that you have a lot of ways to get there. There's a way for you to connect with her, to find out about her work, and so much more. And there's lots more coming. Lolita, look, past momentum, moving beyond the past. How many people get so stuck in not just the events of our past, but the stories? See, I used to talk about my past very different than I talk about it today, including the suicide of my mom and how important that was for me to get the stepmom that I got, that allowed me to learn some basic skills in life, right? Like never giving up. Talk about you for a minute. And what does it mean to have this past momentum and feeling trapped so we don't know how to move beyond it?
Well, I'm glad you even brought up the fact and shared in your heart and with your mom and what you've dealt with. And, you know, I think that's a crossroads for everyone. And as I look at me in my life, there was a point where I was at a moment of, you know, contemplation of suicide. I think we all reach those low points. And to me, that was the turning point when you feel that there is nothing left and there's nowhere to go. And then you have, you know, at the time, a baby girl looking in your face that's 3 months old. And it was part of, and I can say postpartum as well, but that was my low point that, you know, I didn't know where to go, what to do. The relationship was over. And when I looked at my daughter, I said something had to change in my life. So we've all had those moments where we're stuck. We don't know what to do. We don't feel like we have any worth, we have any value. But then something in us just ignites. And I think that's what it is, but it doesn't ignite unless you're open to it. And I think, honestly, we have to hit the rock bottom and run out of ourselves where we've tried everything and everything has failed. And then, and I believe people will come into your life to help guide you to get you to that next point. It may be a neighbor. To me, it was my daughter's sitter and daycare provider. And she said, "Lolita, something is off. You know what? I just want to talk to you and I want you to join me." And at the time she said, "At church." And I was like, "Okay." Because, you know, when you're going through, you don't really want to hear anything. You just want to survive daily just to get through this day. And we all have crossed that and encountered that in our lives. And, you know, I went one day and I listened to a sermon and I said, "Oh my," it was like something was awakened in me. And I said, "No more." And then the journey started that I had to start believing in myself. It wasn't what other people thought about me. It wasn't what I thought about, you know, my past and where I was. It was my winning mindset came when I was like, "You know what? I can do all things. I believe that nothing is impossible. I just have to get in alignment with where I need to be and see and have a vision of where I need to go." Or was it a dream that I had received before that I needed to say, "Look, I need a strategy now to achieve that"? So I think the winning mindset came first when there was someone that I came across in my life and they said, "You know what? I see something in you and it's time. I'm going to help you get to the point where you can actually see that there's something wrong in us." A lot of times when we're in it, we don't feel anything is wrong, but other people can see it. So I think you connect with the right people at the right time so they can help you get to that place where you actually see who you are. And then by seeing who I am, I was like, "This is not who I want to be any longer. So what do I need to do to get out of this and move forward?"
Yeah, you said it. I'll tell you what, having somebody like that in your life that can be your sounding board. I mean, I have several people, but Linda has been my friend for a long time. And I am very blind sometimes to seeing myself. You know, she can take a look at a relationship I'm in and she'd be like, "Oh, I'm telling you now, there's just something not right right there." And then it takes me 14 years to figure out how right she was, right? But that part, how did you evolve into learning and trusting this process, right? Because a lot of time our ego wants to stop us from excavating, right? And from doing that. But isn't it all in the end for our highest and best?
Absolutely. And that was it. You know, a lot of times we are very strong and dominant and most people like to control everything. And what I've learned through this process is we're in control of absolutely nothing. So that's the first thing we need to kind of get rid of, that mindset that we control environments and situations and relationships and jobs and what other people do, because you can't control any of that. It was about, I knew that I excelled in communications. I knew that I was successful in things that I did on the work front. However, I was lacking in the relationship front. So when you are missing, it's about balance and it's about finding that place in the middle and in the center, which starts with you, because until you become balanced in your own life, you can't be balanced in relationships. You can't be balanced in the work front. You can't be balanced in anything until you get in balance yourself. So it was me then honing what I was professionally, bringing that over into my personal life. Sometimes we put things in boxes. And so we are one way at work where we're relentless and perfectionist, but then in our home life and relationships, we're a little bit more lackadaisical, a little bit more laid back. So it's I took what I knew I was very good at and said, "Well, let me see if I start implementing it in other areas of my life, if that'll bring about change." So it was about me knowing that I was stuck somewhere, going nowhere, that I needed to change something. And we all know insanity means doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Yeah. So I was tired of being in an insanity mode at that time. So I took what I excelled at and started to transition that and translate that into other areas of my life.
And you know, it's so important. I got a really interesting email this morning, or actually very recently, and it was front of my one of another network, you know, that I associate with, I watch, we support each other. And he was going to do a live event, and literally to cancel a live event, right? Not a Zoom event, but a live event. And his email was so fascinating to me. It was, I caught the big C, right? And he went on to say, and I thought about this because he could have shown up, but there is integrity in him saying, we are going to cancel this because it is not okay. And I want to take a short break because when we come back, you know, the Life Strategies Way has certain core values that are so important. One of them has to do with how we assess our own value system, and it starts with self. I want you to walk us through this. When we come back, we're going to talk about Life Strategies Way, what that means, and what Lalita does when she works and coaches and mentors people. And by the way, businesses. So she probably got a hold of Phil this morning and said, hey, Phil, cancel the event. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, do you have your own Life Strategies Way? Have you even thought about it? I'm going to help you think about that, and so will she. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, Benny.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Juliet Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. If you want to find out more about Lalita Smith, go to lifestrategymentor.com or transformationallifestrategies.com. Much more to come. Today, this is all about developing a winning mindset. And, you know, there's something important about holding the space for that. It is a space that you can feel because it is void of anxiety, stress, judgment. It doesn't mean you're doing everything perfectly, but you're holding on to an energy of infinite possibilities that are divinely guided so you can trust in the journey. That's what Lolita does. That's what Life Strategy is about. That's what her mentorship and coaching is all about. I want to take a minute because I've mentioned Life Strategies, Life Strategies Way, but you've developed a group of principles, let's just call them guiding principles, core values. And, you know, before the break, I mentioned the word integrity. And of course, that is a tricky word. And a lot of people use it, and very rarely do people know what it is. But in the work you do, you have guiding principles, self, relationships, communication. Can you talk about that, please?
Well, yes, those, as you said, a great word, guiding principles. I mean, as everything, we have to have a foundational basis. And self is the start of that foundational basis. You know, I always say that if you're not whole, you cannot go into a relationship whole. People think that if you bring two people together, you make a whole, you make one. Actually, bringing two half of people together makes just a half a person. So self is the beginning. And I think with self, it starts with, you know, changing the perception of who you are and what you believe you can accomplish. And with that, you have to assess yourself. And that's having the hindsight and the ability to see your past mistakes and experiences. And then you also need insight. You need to look at the past experiences and where you've come from and understand why you are and where you are now, as opposed to the decisions that you've made before to bring you to this present time. And then also through that assessment, you also need foresight. And that's then the strategy and plan. Once you have a vision or a dream, to know what your end result you desire. And it's just working out in the middle that strategy to get to that end result. So self is totally centered around you. I will say it's the only place where you can be selfish. Get it? Selfish. So that is what is the starting point of everything. And it is basically going back and examining where you were in the past, why you are where you are today, and then mapping out a plan of where you want to be in the future. And it's a lot of work to get self together. Yeah. And then after we do that with self, which is the core value of everything, home, relationships, and job and profession, you look at the relationships around you because everyone is connected to you for a purpose. Even though we don't understand why people cross our paths or are connected to us, there is always a reason and a purpose that you come in contact with someone. Now, with that relationship, is it that they're going to help you achieve something that you don't know? Are they going to be a doorway to your next level? Or is it someone that comes into your life because they need to help you become better? They may need to shine a light on you and show you where you are, or they may need to be that sounding board or that confidant that can say, you know what? What you're doing is detrimental. What you're doing is harmful. What you're doing is not going to help you achieve the things you're looking for. So relationships, we have to look at and see, why are people in our lives? And then if it is a purpose, you need to fulfill that purpose so you can move on. Or why are people in our lives? Are they there to hold us back, to hinder us, and to basically stop us from moving forward. And maybe we need to let them go, because a lot of times we try to carry people with us and they're not meant to go with us. So relationships are a great part of your core value. Who's attached to you can sometimes determine where you're going. So it is that, you know, influential in who you surround yourself with. And then last is communications. If you have an idea, if you have a thought, if you don't know how to convey it, if you don't believe you have a voice, if you don't believe no one listens to you, or you don't know how to articulate quite how you feel or express yourself, that's where communication is key. Sometimes we are brilliant, but if we can't articulate what we're trying to do, no one knows the brilliance that we have inside of us. And sometimes talking it out with someone and communicating, people can help you put it into a dialogue, or they can help you articulate how you're really feeling and what you're trying to convey. So those are the core principles, and it's a process. And actually, you are really working through that process with every core principle and guiding principle at each time. It's just that different levels and measures of what you're trying to achieve at that time.
Yeah, this is so important for us to really explore and look at it, because so often we will give up on our dream. And I made a statement the other day, and I'd love for you to comment on it. There's a line from a really popular movie, and honestly, some of the best books I've ever read when I was younger, early in my 20s. And it's very conceptual, and I like space and sci-fi stuff, so I tune into it. And the original book series is the book series on Dune. And there's a famous line in it that doesn't really get talked about. And it's the one where they say, fear is the mind killer. And the other day I said, yeah, fear is the mind killer, but doubt is the dream killer. Right? And you have to be able to conquer both, right? Fear and doubt, when they get themselves together, that is like the 1-2 punch that will knock out the best boxer in the world. But what you're talking about is, if you're working with a mentor, and this is what I found, my mentors have helped me see beyond that, to not let doubt crush my dreams because the situation seems hard, right?
Right, absolutely. And I would even pair with that, with fear and doubt, I add in unbelief, which is the same thing, believing that you can't achieve or do something. And a winning mindset is all things are possible to him who believes. So believe it. If you can dream it, you can achieve it. If you believe it, you can succeed in it. That's my thought and my mantra. All things are possible if we take the limitations off our mind. And sometimes we have to undo what we've been called. We have to undo the labels that people have placed on us, because people have kept us from moving forward from our dreams, because we may hear it. And it's not about pointing fingers, because people are imperfect. And sometimes we need to extend grace, because people do the best that they can do with the situations that they're given. People only do what they know to do. So sometimes we are so hard on people and think that they may have done things to us, but sometimes it's, they really didn't know any better to do. But the whole point is, you have to believe that you can achieve anything. And that is part of our divine nature. We have a creative ability. Once we get out of labels that people said, you'll never be anything, you'll never go anywhere. And we have people that have all spoken things in our lives that were not the most positive things, but you have to believe who you are. You have to find within yourself belief first, that you can achieve, you can succeed. You just sometimes need someone to find out what is the thing that you do well. And you focus on that one thing, and then you let them help direct you into excelling and perfecting that one thing, because all you need is one success. And then everything else starts to break. That's it. That unbelief, that fear, and that doubt. If you can get one success, then the rest just kind of starts falling away because you can measure where you've come from.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and skip this next break because this is a great opening to continue for us to talk about what leveling up means. It is such a cool phrase, right? And a lot of times, Lolita, what happens is we always look at words like success that is very finite, but it doesn't take into consideration where a person may be. And, you know, if you think about this, and I can think about all the different times in my life, and you've talked about it for you, leveling up may be for somebody not building a new website, but considering a website, period, or maybe a business card, or maybe taking a class, maybe not going to school for a gazillion years. But it's all of that energy that says, I can step up, right?
Absolutely. And let's go back and let's define success, because as you just said, that is just such a true statement. Success is a favorable or desired outcome. Everyone has a misnomer that success means money, fame, and fortune. We have to start celebrating success on a smaller level. If you get up every morning and you have life and breath, that is a success. If you have your basic needs met, that's a success. And even if you don't have excess, is still a success that you can change your tomorrow. So success is a favorable or desired outcome. And with prosperity, which we talk about too, prosperity, the definition is a state of thriving or flourishing or having well-being or good fortune. Prosperity, and it's, of course, the American dream, which we all want, but prosperity could be having great health. Prosperity could be having a family relationship that's great. It could be having a great marriage. It could be just having peace of mind could be what's called prosperity. So I think individually with mentoring, we all have different definitions of what's successful and what's prosperity. And it's finding the most important thing that you want to focus on that you want to become prosperous or successful and navigating to fulfill that desire and of what you're trying to achieve. So leveling up can start off being, I'm going back to school. I wasn't able to do it before, but I'm going to find a way. And that means stop doing what you're doing, pick up a phone, start going on websites, start doing your due diligence, looking to see what schools in the area, what classes they're offering, and then also looking to see how can it be paid for? Where can you get grants? Where can you find money? You know, because there are a lot of things out here. We just need to get up, take the initiative, and start looking for them. So it could be you don't have a website. Okay, what's the first step? Maybe building your own until you can afford to have someone do it. But you need, the bottom line is the first step to anything is a leap of faith. You have to believe that you can achieve it and that it is out there for the taking. And once you take that first step, then the next step shows up. We're waiting to see everything before we step, but faith is not seeing it, it's believing it. So step out first, and then the next step will come once you complete the leap of faith. So I think that's the main part of us achieving and leveling up. It can be baby steps, but do something different that's going to give you a different result tomorrow.
Yeah. And I love that you said that, because what that does is for everybody, if you're all listening, is this. It doesn't matter what you pick. You see, you may be thinking we're talking about some gigantic vision. No, it doesn't have to be about that. Some days for me, it was hard to get out of bed. Some days for me, it was hard to get out of my house. And I've gone through this. I know what that's like. And being able to get up and get out and walk out that door, there has to be a leap of faith that when I do that, it will be okay. See, this is what I love about what you said. It is non-judgmental. And it allows for people to meet themselves where they are, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And that's what it's about. We're all at different places in our lives, but any momentum is forward momentum. Anytime you move forward, you are progressing, and that is a success. You know, don't define it by where you are. Define success by where you're going. Yeah. And I think that's the most important thing.
I remember, Benny, you're going to have to fact check me on this, but I remember, I think it was Charlie Sheen, and he got into a whole bunch of trouble, like about his personal life. And they just would not let up on him. And he started a movement, and he would pop out his door and they'd say, "How are you doing?" And he'd say, "Winning." That was the only thing he would say, winning. Now, on the surface, if you looked at his life situation, right, people would look at that and say, "What, he's lost it." But no, that was his mindset, right? And that really moved him forward. See, even if you can just say, "I'm winning," that is a step to help us just level up into the possibilities, right? Even if it's around prosperity.
Absolutely. Speak where you're going, not where you are. That's the key. Speak into your future the good things, the winning things, the things that you desire. And that's where you will be, because it is setting your course. Which you speak from your mouth is what is from your mindset to speak into existence where you want to go. So change your mindset, you'll change your words, which will change your future.
So let's have a moment. We have a couple of minutes left, but I want to save them right now for a conversation on prosperity. There is a mindset we can have on prosperity despite what our environment is. I mean, I come from a background where, you know, I got a giant scar on my head because the only thing you really do in the projects on a rainy day is jump on the bed. And of course, myself and, you know, Bettina jumping on a bed, and I hit the radiator. But we have to be able to look at our own version of this and hold on to the world of possibilities. Because here's my question. When you take a leap of faith, what's the difference between having a leap of faith that gets you towards a robust vision or a small one?
Well, I kind of jumped ahead earlier on prosperity, so we'll go back and, you know, revisit that. It's everything is a win. There are no small wins. There are no huge wins. Everything is a win that takes you to the next place that culminates in the overall win. Every little step you take is a win towards what you ultimately want in the end. So if you start out small and you see a victory, that is building your faith to know that if you had a win at this level, you take that experience and use it for the next place you go. So it's almost like building blocks of anything. You have to start small. And I'll even say this. I used to ask all the time, okay, what am I supposed to do today? What am I supposed to do today? And when I, you know, got a thought of what I was supposed to do today, as even as minute as what am I supposed to wear today? That's so trivial in life. But you know what I realized? When I wore the right thing, it was because there was something already waiting for me that I didn't know about. And I needed to be in what I was wearing because it was a part of what I was connected to. That may seem a little far-fetched now, but I say a win in even what you're wearing, because you never know who you'll come in contact with that will help you for tomorrow, is a small thing, but it's still a win. So no matter what, winning is at any level, feeling that you've accomplished or achieved something in your life that you were seeking or desiring. And that's what makes you prosperous.
Yeah. Look, This is such an important conversation coming on the heels of what we've just been through for 3 years, right?
Yes.
I mean, my buddy who thought I'm going to hop in and do a live event and, you know, had to tell like a lot of people. So we're in the adjustment mode. But even if life situations show up, we don't have to have our mindset match a day's defeat, so to speak, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Because you can always find something that you're winning at. We can never dictate the environment or what's around us, but we can only be responsible for what we can control and what we can change. So find something that you can win at. Find something that's small that you can, at the end of the day, say, I've been successful. Write a goal down no matter what. If it's going online just to look up something or learn something new. I mean, even as a teenager, I was like the nerdiest nerd of all nerds. I mean, I used to read the dictionary to learn new words as a teenager. So it's not surprising that I'm in communications. Okay. So, but that was something I set my mind to because I wanted to be knowledgeable and learn new words. So set a goal. And at the end of the day, you've won when you've achieved that goal. So start out with something so little that, you know, at the end of the day, you feel good about yourself because you set out to do something and you accomplished it. That is a winning mindset.
I love it. Lolita, I know we talked about a lot today, and I know we are planning to do many more shows and conversations about this, but I love that you are bringing to the forefront mentorship. And many people don't know the difference between mentorship and coaching, and there is a difference. And it is a very personal one. Is it one where you can work with somebody that's not going to be afraid to tell you you're on path A, you need to be on path B? Tell me about your purpose, your passion for who you are in the world and who you want to become, and your personal message for all of us today.
You know, coaching is more so, you sit down and you have goals and you talk to the person about achieving them those goals, and you have measurable outcome and results. And that's fine for business. Coaching works well for business if you're trying to increase your revenue, if you're trying to increase your client base, if you're trying to do something that is more business related, not personal. Coaching is perfect for it, or even weight loss, or even, you know, working out, things like that. Perfect for coaching. Mentoring is going to the core and the heart of why you are where you are, and unraveling and undoing those things to bring you to a point where you become whole, complete, and confident in yourself and knowing who you are. And I am about helping people. I am about helping people to move from past situations or current situations to show them that there are unlimited possibilities in the future if you're willing and open to visiting those past things and going back to the core or the foundation of what caused those things in your life, and working towards being free from those things so you can move forward to a prosperous and healthy future. That's who I am as a person, trying to help people to be the best person that they could be despite circumstances and past histories.
Hmm. What a great show. I want to ask you this last thing. What most excites you now today as you think about what you've just shared and what you're excited to share on future shows?
I think what excites me most is, you know, life is made of choices. And I believe in every choice we make, there is a way to be successful and prosperous. And it doesn't have to be huge. I believe if I can help someone see a better way, or if I can help someone to say, I don't have to stay where I am and I can do this, I'm willing to try. then that's the most rewarding thing that I can do, even if it's having us to examine where we are and knowing that we're not where we want to be, but that there is an opportunity to arrive at where we like to be, because there's hope for all of us. That's who I am and what I like to instill.
Hmm. Well, Lolita, thank you so much for everything. All of you, you'll find out more about Lolita Smith, transformationallifestrategies.com. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you all for tuning in. Benny, Jacob, Olivia, and to all of you, rise up. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, on transformationtalkradio.com every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Rise up with Lolita and know that there is a place where you can be true to yourself and a strategy to get you there. Find success, prosperity, and unlimited possibility right here and right now every show. For more information and to work with Lolita Smith, the Life Strategy Mentor, visit lifestrategymentor.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.